This is an MUT Radio podcast.
At 25 minutes after half 11, the time for Interfaith Table with Ose. Kaula ke ose khona ke la endlini zomsakazo ngiyathanda nje ukuthi ngimbingelele iphinde ngimamukele emsakazweni.
Praise God, greetings sesinobuhle umisgoba.
Amen.
We praise the Lord, we thank the Lord, siyabonga ukuthi sibe khona la, and greetings to our listeners and our viewers both eMzansi and on the other side of the world.
Yes.
Greetings, Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So again, just episode kala from a conversation it ikona ke last week. Kube khona ke babukhoboni Kabula. Oh God. Even the last week ke esitshela ke about ke knowledge that it is power. Sicebisana nje ukuthi ke nenyinto enza ukuthi ke abantu baNkulunkulu ba perish is scriptural, ukuthi ke ukuswela ke kolwazi. So kubalekile ukuthi sibe ngabadlayo izwi likaNkulunkulu, because ukudla izwi likaNkulunkulu konda kusenza ukuthi ke sibe ngabagxile olwazini futhi sikwazi sithole nolwazi. Mhlawumbe nje ife ngasikhumbisa nokunye based on what he gave last week.
Praise God. And I'm just reminded of what Jesus said to the devil in the wilderness. Jesus says a man cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And that is the food for the soul. That is the food that will agree with what God initially planted in our spirit.
Yes.
We are spirits. We have the soul. We live in the body.
Mm-hmm.
Who we are in the spirit is exactly in the image of God.
Yeah.
So the born again experience,
mm-hmm,
is what realigns us, is what that puts us back, is what is the restoration.
Yes.
The word store and re is a prefix which means again.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are born again, we are restored, we are put back into position again.
Yes.
And that is why Jesus Christ is our redeemer. To deem means to own.
Yeah.
So God sent Jesus Christ to die so that God will buy us back again through the precious blood, which is the price of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And what the blood of Jesus Christ did, does, and will continue still to do,
yeah,
there is no other blood that can do.
Yes.
Because in the birth of Jesus Christ,
amen,
the birth of Jesus Christ, the men, indoda, umntwesilisa, had no contribution.
Yeah.
Ukuzala kukaJesu did not require a man to contribute a seed. Imbewu yowesilisa yayingekho ekuzaleni kaJesu.
Yes.
Igazi likaJesu lafika nomongcwele, njoba the angel says the Holy Spirit will be upon you and you will conceive. So when Mary was pregnant, she was pregnant. If you were to do, remember, Joseph, Baba Jesus, wanted to do a DNA test.
Yeah.
Obviously, his blood would not have been there.
0%.
0%.
Yeah.
Negative.
Yeah.
So now, because the blood of Jesus Christ that was to come, that was to come and cleanse us and wash us, that does not have stain nor spot of sin, nor trace of sin. So when the Holy Spirit fell upon Mary, the blood of Jesus Christ to wash our sins was there. It came, the blood came with the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Which is why it is, when you read the book of Hebrews, it is the only blood that when Jesus rose again, the blood, the Bible says, Hebrews 12, we came to the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ was the only blood that was able to go to heaven and sprinkle the Holy of Holies.
Mm.
The bloods of goats and cows and any other animal.
It couldn't qualify.
It couldn't. The blood, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, the blood of Abel was complaining, but the blood of Jesus Christ speaks. Present continuous tense.
Yeah.
It is still speaking today. Mm. The blood of Jesus is the only blood that was able to go to heaven and cleanse us. The book of Hebrews chapter 14, the priests in the tabernacle, in the temple, they stand, they serve, they sacrifice every day, same sacrifices that cannot cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus Christ is now seated. Lababanye, they're still standing.
Yeah.
But he's seated. Why? Because it is finished.
Mm.
His blood made umsebenzi waphela.
Yeah.
So now when we say we are born again, remember what we're talking about here. We're talking about training for reigning. We're saying what we need, what will give us increase, what will give us abundance in the grace and the peace of God. It is through the knowledge.
Mm.
So the less we know, the less effective, the easier we are moved, tossed to and fro. That's what the Bible will say. So, so umoya does not really mean wind. It means influence.
Yeah.
So you're easily influenced by other philosophies.
Yeah.
You see? So now, the more we know the word, the more we know the scripture, the more we know Jesus Christ, the more we know God, you will even begin to know and learn that in the Bible here, there are, I'll put it this way, as blunt as it is, there are scriptures which no longer apply to you.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening now. Yes.
Yeah.
How?
The book of Job will say, is the book of Job,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That scripture does not apply to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm no longer born of a woman.
Yes.
I'm born by the incorruptible seed.
New covenant.
Yes. By the blood. I'm born of God.
Yeah.
Those who are born of God have overcome the world.
Yes.
It's an incorruptible, a seed that cannot perish.
Mm.
You see, so then the many other. Yes, I've seen people who will sometimes when we give, masnigela, we are taught and told that blessed is the hand that gives, ne?
Yes.
Yeah, so something like that. But then, yes. But then, there are two groups of people. There are people who believe that when they give, they will receive more. It's a sowing and reaping
mm-hmm.
principle. But there are people who give because they're blessed. They don't give to be blessed. They mm-hmm. give because they're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they do it publicly, they can record themselves giving. And then sometimes they say, ah, Lord, he's not going to get his reward. He's already received his reward.
Ish.
The reason why he can do it like that, whether doing good to people, they'll hide their faces, you don't see them, they're all there on the social media.
Mm.
So sometimes based on the knowledge we have of the scripture and the experience they have, the personal experience they have with God, mm-hmm. we think, Tina, they'll never receive their blessing. But the reason why they're giving is because they're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are no longer believing God for miracles because they are living out of a blessing.
Mm.
A miracle is a welfare. A miracle is like a rescue. I told breakthrough, you know, a miracle. I'm praying for a miracle because now anxiety is always on John. But now when you are living out of a blessing, you are living with abundance. There's enough, and there's more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning there's enough for you, and that you can even give to others.
Kungapheli.
So then what takes us to those? I always say there are levels in God. There are levels in God. Like we spoke last week about the stories of Lazarus, no Martha, no Maria. Before Lazarus afe, they send messages to Jesus, please come. Lazarus, your friend, is sick.
Mm-hmm.
They believed in Jesus. They had faith in Jesus because they know him as the healer. There's nothing, there's no illness, no sickness, no disease that he could not heal. They knew that he was a healer. Then they sent a message directly so where they were going to receive.
Yeah.
But Jesus delayed. He did not come.
Yeah.
And then kwaphela insuku kwafika message ukuthi he's dead. He's asleep. Let's go and wake him up. And I'm sure they were puzzled.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were puzzled.
Yeah.
Then when he gets there, when Jesus gets there, Martha, we are mhlangabeza, and he says, hey, if you were here 4 days ago, our brother would have still been alive because we know that you are a healer. Excuse me. So Maria says the same thing. And then Jesus says, I am the resurrection. And then they say no. Meaning, in other words, they had the faith for the past, faith for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because wait, might we resurrection? But we know that there is a day coming, the resurrection. Utu Jesu, I am. Usho manj, utu, I am the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
They had faith for the past, faith for the future, but they did not have faith for the now.
Mm-hmm.
And Hebrews 12 says, now faith is.
I think it was hidden from them.
It was hidden for them.
Even though they believed, but then kwakhavekile ukuthi kuvuleka amehlo ukuthi, oh, you are already living kuleyo era lakho ukuthi
nahamba
nawo Messiah. Yeah.
Yes. So it can just go back to the scripture that we quoted, Hosea 6,
mm-hmm.
Hosea 4 verse 6,
mm-hmm.
that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. Remember, when Saul was struck by lightning,
mm-hmm.
his eyes were closed,
mm-hmm.
up until Ananias came and laid hands on him.
Mm-hmm.
The name Ananias means grace. Grace will open your eyes. Remember, even the disciples that were walking with Jesus for about 3 years,
mm-hmm.
one day on their way to Damascus, they were walking with him, but they did not see that it was him.
Yeah, I remember that story.
You see,
I was thinking about that.
You think about
well,
that?
Yes.
Yeah, they did not see that it was him. They were saying, and even look at this one. Sometimes we sing a song,
yeah.
Tina, we sing that song because we know that we take the words from that part of scripture where they were walking with Jesus.
Yeah.
Bona, they did not know. Tina, we know.
Yeah.
They said that out of ignorance. Mm. I wonder, Tina, what are we singing that part from?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
So, it presents. Davide. Davide, it was easy for David to say, don't take away your spirit from me.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the old covenant, but now he dwells permanently.
Yeah.
It was good for David to say, because there was a certain place where God dwells.
Yeah.
Dwelt. But now he dwells here. The reason why God is in his house is because you and I, carrying him, we are in his house.
Yes.
You see.
Mm.
So it's even wrong to say, it's even scripturally wrong to say, yeah, shababa. Or things are like, usefikile, like, upumapi.
Go meet
Upuma, because he is, he's here.
Yeah.
He's here. He's here, right here in me. As we're here, he's right here.
Mm.
You know, as you're listening to, whether you have your headphones on, you're busy doing whatever you're doing, he is Emmanuel. He's there. He's Jehovah Shammah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's right there. You know, he's right there with you.
This is our core ignorance, even to this generation.
Yes. Like, yeah. That is why we were saying last week, grace and peace is going to increase according to the knowledge. Mm. Sometimes we'll even hear people say, "Abazala betanda zavati," because too big ngondo zay to mind. And how are you going to understand and hear the word if your mind is captured? You know.
Yeah.
We need
to be sober.
Yes. You know.
Minded, yeah.
Because if I were just to quote now a scripture, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, uti. We need the renewing, the transformation.
Yeah.
For us to live this life, we are called kings and priests. It is God's will and the pleasure to give us the whole kingdom. But if we are servant-minded, but then remember the prodigal son we quoted last week. He said, I've even dropped to the sengzuleng, she's 11. You know, so we need to understand God and understand Him at where He had placed us, at where He has made us to be, what He has made us to be.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, remember in the book of the book of Isaiah.
Yeah,
the Bible says there. Who can know His ways? His ways are higher than our ways, you know. But then when you come to the side, Paul says we have the mind of Christ.
Hmm.
We have the mind of Christ, meaning we can think what He thinks. We can think like Him. It is not a sin to think like God.
Yeah.
That's where we are seated with Him.
Hmm.
We are seated with Him.
Yeah.
Exactly. Daniel, his prayer, yabloka emkatini. Because there was a gap and a distance between heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus Christ came to break down the wall of separation.
Yeah.
He took away the distance. He took away the differences, the difference between heaven and earth. That is why He's even teaching and saying, when we pray, say, "Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
Amen.
So God's intention, God's plan, is that the heaven experience be a daily life here.
Yeah.
Tina, we are called to be transmitters. We are called to translate this will. We are called to share this will. We are called to lay hands on people, then inquire to which is the influence, what blinds them. Paul says, the gospel we preach, it is foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
So when we speak the word, the true word, undiluted, incorruptible seed, that is when we see the knowledge. God's intention is in restoration your moon to back to Eden before the fall. Moon to use what had such knowledge that he was able to name the animals, and God said, yes, approve.
So before we proceed, there's something that I'd love to know. Nje mhlawumbe ngibuzana mina laphekhaya ukuthi usanda kusindiswa uyayithanda le ndaba leyo ukuthi ahambe ngokwentando kaNkulunkulu, the perfect will of God. Mhlawumbe iziphi izinto ekumele ukuthi ke azibambisise noma indlela akufuna ukuthi enze ngayo ukuze uNkulunkulu ezophelelisa icebo lakhe ngempilo yakhe.
Yeah. I will quote. I write on my quotes, ne?
Okay.
I've got quotes. This is about 30 something on my quoting now.
Hmm.
So one of them, Itim, I quote, "What it takes you to get it, the same it will take you to keep it." End quote. What it takes you to get it. That same thing, which was used to for you to get something, you will need that same thing to keep the very same thing.
Okay.
So, just a a close example. Then the people, Tina, la Mzansi, we know that sometimes some people will use umuti to get umsebenzi, they'll use umuti to get umshato, they'll use umuti to get tenders and deals and things like that. Although others will bribe, others will use their bodies to get
whatever they want.
Okay. Do you know what? This is a principle of life. That's what I call it. I call this quote a principle of life. They are forced, they are forced to use what they used.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was Mali, to get umsebenzi,
to sustain it.
You need that money. If it was muti, you need that muti. If it was your body, you still have to continue to use your
body. You cannot change the principle. You have to go back to the source.
You have to go back there.
And
the other thing, this Tina, in South Africa, we got what we call freedom through itoitoi.
Mm-hmm.
We're still toitoying manager for service delivery. It's a principle of life. What we used to get this, for us to keep it, to keep it coming, we are just bound by that. So now back to the scripture and your question.
Yeah.
The book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 to 8 says, talks about Tukutu, we are not saved by our works. It means if you are born again, you don't need to perform to keep salvation.
Okay.
Salvation came as a gift. You did not earn it.
Okay.
You do not work because you earn a salary, but you receive a gift.
Okay.
That is why we receive him. Siyamamukela.
Okay.
Siyamamukela.
Yes.
You know. So now, now the Bible says it is by grace you are saved. It's by grace through faith. So it takes grace and faith for us to be saved. And we need grace and faith to keep the salvation. It's just as that.
Mm-hmm.
So other practices, other activities that we do, they are not the core for us to keep the salvation. Remember, you did not fast and pray to be born again.
Okay. Yes.
You can fast and pray after born again, but it doesn't mean it's going to keep the salvation.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge that we have because of teaching, like as we're saying, the right teaching will give us the right believing.
Mm-hmm.
The gospel of the life, the eternal life. Eternal life is a quality of life, by the way. It's not the length of life. It's the quality of life. Remember, we're receiving it now while we're still here, not when you're dead.
Okay.
It's a quality of life. So the eternal life that we've received through Jesus Christ is a gift. So we need to check how we receive the gift. Mm-hmm. And as we are talking like this, a word was preached.
Yeah.
It was the word. It took the word. I did not do anything. I did not even give. Remember, let me say this. The word salvation carries five things. There's five things.
Yeah.
There's the forgiveness of sins. There's healing. There's deliverance. There's peace. It's forgiveness of sins, deliverance, healing, prosperity, and I'll say this peace or this wholeness. So all those things, when we're talking of the word salvation, when we say I am saved, what it took for me to have my sins forgiven, it's the same thing that it will take for me to be healed. Not because I tapped into the anointing or 25,000 rand.
Yes. Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to my preachers there.
Yeah. Yes, honestly.
It deliverance. I don't have to tap into the anointing for it deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, before Jesus Christ would go to the cross and shed his blood, there were people that received healing and deliverance. And Jesus Christ said, I've never seen such faith in Israel. It means they were able to tap into the storehouse before time.
Yeah.
The, they understood, amunye understood just the principle of authority. If you speak the words, lente sikhuluma ngayo la ukuthi what you hear generates knowledge, and that knowledge generates faith, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Remember Mark chapter 5 verse 25, the woman who had the issue of blood, when she heard about Jesus Christ, she said in herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed.
Yeah.
You see. So, back to your question again. There is nothing that we can religiously practice to keep our salvation. Into esingayenza is to feast on the word, have a prayer. It's just that a prayer has been sometimes taught as a prayer should not be a yoke.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer should be a lifestyle. I think I saw you also posted something on your status about prayer, praying tandas and jala and stuff like that. So a prayer I call a communication platform between man and God.
Yeah.
It's a dialogue, it's a two-way street.
Mm.
It's not from us to God.
Meaning to say you have to pray and listen.
Yes.
Okay.
So, nakona, sometimes it doesn't mean that you have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
You have to wait for God.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, let me make an example.
Okay.
Daniel prayed and fasted for 21 days.
Mm-hmm.
The 20 days was out of ignorance. His answer was released on the first day he prayed.
First day, scripturally. Yes.
So the 20 days, there's no need.
Ha, why say can't then?
For mahala. So for mahala, yes. Remember what I was saying, it was Utin. Daniel's prayer, the angel says the angel had to fight Mkatini, fighting a prayer, he answered Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there was a delay in answer, but actually God answered him the first day he prayed. So I don't know how many hours it was. A day is made of 24 hours.
Mm. Oh, unkulunkulu wampendula on that.
First day.
But
yes.
Then because of the principalities, I say, as it is or more, yeah?
Yes.
And then impendula, yantanta kanjalo.
There was a fight.
In fact, there was a reason ukuthi why we aqhubeka until it was released, yabo. Mhlawumbe fike again.
No, and I wouldn't believe so.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't believe so. As I'm saying, remember, because now we must be cautious of our position and the position that Daniel.
Okay.
Daniel lived in the old covenant, where the spirit visited. But now, Tina, we are seated in heaven at the right hand of Father in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So, meaning there's no mkati between me and Jesus, between me and God.
Yeah. Okay.
My position, the angel had to fight to come down to Daniel to give him an answer.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the book of Ephesians, the Bible says God has seated us in the heavenly places above all principalities and powers, and he has put all these principalities and powers under his feet, the church.
Yeah.
It means we have now been placed above the principalities and powers.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Remember last week I said there was no need for our disciples to wake Jesus Christ up.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no need for that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus demonstrated it there. He says, where is your faith? Because meaning you should have used what you heard about me, heard from me, to calm the storm. The storm would have listened to you. Maybe not long ago, where he just cursed a fig tree. They saw it the following day, it was dry.
Mm-hmm.
The whole tree was dry the following day. Have you heard about Zalane Betty? Hey, Bazalane, you roof. You know what? What I say? Because some of these things that will hinder our growth, will hinder us experiencing. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 16, in the presence of God, there are pleasures for forevermore. At thy right hand, where is the right hand? Who is at the right hand? Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
There are pleasures forevermore. Sometimes we will miss the pleasures forevermore. We'll miss the beauty that is. We'll miss the presence of God based on the teachings that we have heard. The teachings we have heard. The Bible says, "He whom the Son has set free is free indeed." Uthi Jesu. You will know the truth and the truth will set you free. That's John 8 verse 32. We quoted last week. But now sometimes there will come people that will teach and or preach the word and bind abazalwane again to certain doctrines. Abanye are just bounded by doctrines that were made by men. That's why Paul, when he warns Timothy, uthi ungalibali inganekwane zezalukwazi, you know, but be diligent in the word. I'll just quote now. I'm also just looking at our time.
Yeah.
If students can say it, I mean, we should be done now. Eh?
Yeah.
And the scriptures along I'm trying, we haven't touched. But okay. We haven't touched. I would like to really honor and respect the time. So, just to call, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, a corner. Paul says, Timothy, the things that you've heard from me in the presence of witnesses, take those things, teach them to others who will be faithful to take those things diligently so, fragilely so, accurately so, bayidlulisele kwabanye, exactly as they are. So that is why the same talk that I presented last week, I'm still doing the same, namhlanje. Unashamedly, because I know the power of the word, the power of teaching.
Yeah.
So, and then Mokubega, in the very same chapter, which of verse 15, Liti, be a good student, Timothy.
Yeah.
Who will be one with the reading of the word, and then position yourself to correctly divide the scripture.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. There is.
Oh, man, this is beautiful.
Use Kubon Kaula.
Kaula.
Ziafana is his bone. Yes, and send me check out the Facebook. Zalandelanish.
Oh, yeah.
Kubon, Kubon, Mr. Bakonu Kaula La Paya. Oh, you want. That is Wesek Goleon.
Yeah.
But I see Amba Kuruzi, awful the teachings. A humble bone would say, hey. Istamina sona sisho ukuthi isikhathi asiluleke usho kona ukuthi ke each and every place in a principle yakhona ke njengoba sasifike isikhathi sokuthi sikhumu for today asazi ukuthi ke inkosi osihoyela ke phike ngokuzayo where we carry on ngisihlosa namhlanje noma ke uzobe sefika ke ngokunye but ke we thank God for your time bona mukabalaleli nje akade bekhona
this is an MUT radio podcast.